Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. If you attended last night, if this is your first night, welcome. This is Winning at Life. It's the Daily Wrap. You'll come to know it as Live Financial Talk Radio. This is a pretty big day as money goes on Wall Street. I am your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. History was made today, not just the 28,000th record close since the start of this show, but the big milestone that was broken today, 22,000 by the Dow for the first time ever. Also, how about we're going to tell you how to avoid the money problems that your parents had, and we're going to tell you why not all debt is created equal. Now, according to Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal, but he didn't say anything about debt. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, as soon as Angie unblocks the phones, you can call 504-260-0995. See, I'll just slip that in there.
Yeah.
Still blocked. 504. They're not. Is my little viewer over here lagging then? Is that what's going on? Oh, it is. See, look. No, the top one's not lagged up. We'll figure it out. Just call anyway. 504-260-0995. Even if we can't see you, we can hear you because Angie's controlling those big buttons over there. I'll just try something over here on my end then, Angie. All right. Let's just start off with the history that was made today. The Dow passing 22,000. Now, you were saying this is one of these crazy years as far as record closes go, because usually you don't have that many record closes in a year.
What is this, number 32, 33? You know, it's almost like getting up there and rare. Well, it is rare air territory.
This is 32 for this year, but this is not really as rare as you would think.
Really?
You want me to work our way backwards here? The last time we had 32 or more record closes in a year, you have to go all the way back to 2014, 38, which we'll probably pass easily. We still got, 5 months left of this year, 4 months. Before that, it was 2013 with 52 record closes. Now, it doesn't feel that historic because that's when we were pulling out of, you know, getting down to 6,000, but we had 52 record closes in 2013.
Well, this is the year to break it, Ted.
Now, if you want to keep going in reverse, and this is funny, 2012, no record closes, 2011, none, 2010, none, 2009, none, 2008, none. We had, what is that, 5 years in a row with zero record closes? But then in 2007, 34 record closes. That's more than we have this year, 32. Now, if you want to find the records, it gets a little bit higher than what was that recent record that was 52 in 2013? Yeah, if you go back to 1995, 69 record closes, and I believe that's the highest one I can find on my list here is 69. So that's the record number of record closes in 1 year for the Dow, 1995, 69 record closes. So if you want to look at some of the other historic context around today's big news, this was the first time it broke 22,000. First time it broke 20,000. Remember what year that was? This year. Yeah, it was.
That's funny.
Yeah, just a few months ago. Now, but it started way back in the day, and it closed around 40 and some change. Now, once it pulled off that, do you know what the all-time record close date is? What is the date on the all-time record close?
Hold it. You lost me somewhere.
What's the all-time record closing low? I'm sorry. Closing low for the Dow. I did lose you. That's my fault.
It was March of 08.
No, 09.
Oh, going back to lowest close?
Yeah, not,
well,
not in the last downturn.
Back in 1929.
32, but it was part of that larger downturn. Okay. Yeah, it was when they returned to the down, but they never really pulled out of it. That's just where the record low of all time is. Friday, July 8th, 1932. All right, I'm going to give you some hints, and you guess when the Dow first broke 100. Do you have a guess already? Because the Dow hasn't been around that long.
Question again is,
when was the first time the Dow broke 100? Its first close ever was 40, but it only had like 19 stocks.
I'm not giving you an answer.
Okay. It was.
It makes me look bad.
No, it doesn't. Okay, here. It was the year the SOS becomes an international distress signal. That's how far back it was. It was the year Bugsy Siegel was born, and also in this year, Theodore Roosevelt wins the Nobel Peace Prize, and the first Victor Victrola, the phonograph, is manufactured. It was in 1906. So that was to get from 100 to 200. You had to go to the year that Charles Lindbergh makes the first nonstop transatlantic airplane flight. The year that actual carving begins at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. The year the Harlem Globetrotters played their first ever road game at 1927. Didn't cross 1,000 until 1972, 5,000 in 1995, 10,000 in 1999, and then a little gap there, 15,000 in 2013, 20,000 in 2017, and here we are, 22,000, and a little bit of change today. Any comments, or shall we just go straight to the numbers?
Comments about what?
Just milestones of the Dow and the years they were had, and there were some gaps.
Remember,
in there.
The market is not aware ever, even though they talk like it is a living entity. You hear that? You kind of get that feeling like it's this organism that churns out money or takes it back. And it has no self-awareness, even though we kind of treat it that way. Just a reminder.
All right, let's just start with the numbers then, because this is a history-making day.
The number.
If you want to play along on the numbers segment, go to GregoryRicks.com. Under the Winning at Life tab, you can see the numbers page. And from there, you can see that the record-breaking day for the Dow was part of a larger upswing in the rest of the markets. Nice day to break a record here. The Dow was actually up 52 points, 0.24%. 22,016 is its final close, with 24 and change tacked onto that. S&P had a little fun today. Not quite as much as the Dow, though. It was up a point and some change, so it's at 24.77. NASDAQ finished about flat. It was down 0.29 points, so not even a 100th of a percent. So let's just call that flat. 63.62 is where it's sitting at. The Russell was down a whole percent, 14.12. All right. 10-year treasuries?
Treasuries. Got them right here. 2.263. Just want to look at the chart real quick. I was waiting for it to come up. 5-day chart. Lower. I don't know. You could almost call it flat as far as treasuries goes, but it was a lower close today on yield than it was yesterday. So money pouring into the market and pouring into bonds.
Makes no sense, but whatever.
Let's see what my incorrect number is on mortgages. Well, it's showing it at 3.94%. So that is a change from yesterday. So interest rates down, 30-year mortgages dipped slightly today as well. Crude oil bounced back up today. It's at 49.49. Ooh, what a number that is, 49.49. So a little bit upward trend. Gold down today, 1268.90 per precious ounce. Silver, just a little bit of change. It's closed at 16.525.
We had a little bit of an upswing in the VIX today. It finished above 10 again, so it's at 10.28. Still feels awfully bottom of the barrel low, but what do you expect when we're breaking records every other day?
I don't know. Are you showing it was up? Is that what you said?
It was up a pennies. It went from 10 and some small change to 10 and some small change, but just slightly
You're
up.
You're right. Yeah, just up a little bit from yesterday, where we had a downward trend for a few days, considering this week, but just a little uptick. But I just wasn't sensing there's what? More risk, more fear today? It's a record day. What's fearful about that? Yet the VIX is up a little bit.
32nd record this year. Yeah, that kind of calms people down. The big winner, if you're looking at the short sheet over here, if you're at GregoryRicks.com looking at the numbers page, the biggest upswing today was our buddies at Apple, 4.73% up from yesterday's close, but that's all due to their earnings report that came in after the closing bell yesterday. Great news for Apple, huh, Gregory?
Yeah, it's in our growth and income portfolio, so we're very happy about that. Let me just see how it looks on the charts today. You know, we were talking about, you know, when yesterday I mentioned it looked like it could be a buy, but, you know, with it gapping up on the open, probably as far as from our standpoint, if we weren't already holding it, we probably would step back. But with that said, they're selling products and they got the, what is it, iPhone 8 coming out? Expecting great things from that.
I'm still interested in this cash hoard that keeps getting bigger because that was part of the report too. Did you see that part?
Oh yes, they have enormous amount of cash, but they're positioned for tough times. They're positioned for buying technology, buying companies. I guess if they find the right price, but it doesn't seem like they're into too much buying. But you know, they could be doing a lot of buying, and you just don't know about it.
Interesting.
Quite a gap up today from yesterday. So the day yesterday was to take that leap of faith before earnings and would have bought it. You'd have bought it at a right price, and then we probably are going to see momentum for several months with the iPhone 8 coming out and all things should be all Apple.
Yeah, there was a buying opportunity right before that earnings came out. There's a dip earlier this week.
Yeah, and that is it. That's where it really got right there in the price because it had that gap down day. And, yeah, you just had, what, 2 days in there to get in right before the earnings. And then from a technical standpoint, we look at it, it's above the price you want to pay.
Well, congratulations to the Dow for breaking the record. Fantastic day. When we return, just a slight breather here. We're going to tell you how to avoid the money problems your parents had. If you have a financial situation not quite sure what to do, call Gregory over here, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, perhaps it's time you came out to see Gregory Ricks Live. James Parker here. It's a financial first date where you meet Gregory and find out if we're right for you. Come to Gregory Ricks Live, Wednesday, August 23rd, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. RSVP at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You won't learn this anywhere else.
I'm a disabled person. How would that affect my Social Security disability as far as inheritance?
What they need to set up is a trust for you, that if there is money, that it can go into an irrevocable trust. It doesn't go to you, and one of your siblings can be the trustee. That's how to do it correctly.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
The title companies, at least the ones that Tracy and I work really closely with, and the lenders that we work closely with, they know their stuff. And that makes our lives a whole lot easier.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I parked $8,000 in a traditional IRA, and I find I really need the money now because I got a $3,400 house insurance payment I can't meet. I'm wondering if I can take it out without paying a big penalty to the IRS.
What is your age?
60.
Well, good news about that is you're over age 59 and a half. So if you do indeed take a distribution from that account, you won't pay any penalty for doing so. Because if you're under age 59 and a half taking money from a qualified plan, there is a 10% early withdrawal penalty.
I'll pay taxes, but not a big penalty.
Correct. There will not be an early withdrawal penalty.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
I'd have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight.
Daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. No, I won't sing to you anymore. I know, hurt your ears. This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, live Financial Talk Radio. James Parker is on the other side of the table.
That's me.
Other half of the tandem. I'm the brain and he's the wits. Is that what it is? Wits and brains?
You're the brains. I'm the mouth.
Okay. Hey, just discussing on the break, you know, we kind of talk about Blockbuster back in the day, and then Netflix. I always remember it's like, darn, I got to return this movie, so I'm running red lights to get it back to Blockbuster.
Oh, you're driving like Cannonball Run,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, beat it, because it's going to cost me, what, $1.50 or something back in the day. I don't know. Whatever it was going to hit me next time I go to rent it. Oh, yeah.
It's not worth it to just hang on to Ghostbusters 2 until Tuesday, right?
No. You know, it's tough times, dude, you know. Those DVDs, yeah, they're expensive back
beepers,
in those days.
Beepers are expensive, too.
Yeah, so I logged in to my Netflix account because I have the one where you can actually queue up movies and they'll send you the latest and greatest thing that you request. And I logged in and saw that I still had Exodus, Gods and Kings. And they shipped it to me on June 8th of 2015. So I was thinking, what? Oh, yeah. I saw one of those red Netflix envelopes the other day.
You almost said rednecks.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't quite got there.
Sure.
But Netflix and red Netflix folder. And I said, I think I saw that the other day. So I get up, go to the cabinet. And there it is. I pull out the disc, and it's, yeah, Exodus, Gods, and Kings. So I, like, pull the tab, sealed it, and boom, off in the mail. They get their movie back over 2 years later. And what's my late fees?
Nothing. But here's the crazy part about that.
If it had been a library book, they probably would have had me arrested.
Everybody's about to hate you because I'm going to point something out that's about to drive everyone nuts. You've moved since you rented that movie, and you were able to find it lickety split after you moved. Now, after you moved,
oh, that was a horrendous move, and I knew right where the movie was. Man, I'm shocked
how?
At that. I have no idea.
What do you think the moving coefficient is? The movie quotient is the moving whatever the moving tax. I think it's about 8. I think it's 8% of your stuff you lose in a move. Doesn't matter if you put it in a box and you expect it to be there. You put that box in the truck. You bring the box back to the house and you unpack it. 8%'s gone.
But I didn't lose that. But there's other stuff I've not found. since the move?
Yeah. You know, we moved like 5 years ago, and my wife can't find some of her shirts. I can't find some of my old pictures. We can't find an entire piece of furniture. Where's the extra sheets that we used to have for Rex's bed? Yeah. it's an 8% moving tax. Chalk it up to the game. You know, there it goes. It's poured out for the homies. It's gone every time you move. And you found a movie that is 2 years overdue. You're like, wait, I think I know where that's at. And you actually found it. You've got to be kidding me. You know how long it takes me to find my keys in the morning?
I don't know, but they have the right mailing address for me. Well, it's my office address. I just pulled back into it and looked again. Netflix is pretty slick. You know, it was back in the day. I don't know. Was Blockbuster still around in 2015? But we do tell the story about when Netflix tried to sell themselves to Blockbuster, and they were laughed out of the room. Who's laughing now?
And we also did the follow-up. Today, there are two Blockbusters left. Both of them happen to be in very remote parts of Alaska. If you don't have broadband,
must be highly profitable there.
Yeah, well, if you got to take the dog sled to go to the Blockbuster, that explains why your broadband's not keeping up with
what's
the
those
Netflix.
Red machines call you see in grocery
Red Box.
Store. Red Box. Okay. Well, yeah, they're still around, but I guess they don't work well in Alaska. It gets cold.
Could you do just the DVD version of the Netflix subscription and mail the DVDs? That way, you don't have to dog sled all the way into Blockbuster. Next time you want a movie, you can just queue them up. I don't know. I'm just throwing ideas out there.
DVD version only. Well, the DVD version comes with both streaming and DVD.
Oh, there's not a DVD only?
Well, here's the reason for the DVD is so you get the very newest releases and they could send to you, where you're not going to downstream the newest thing that like is on demand or was recently at the movie
theater. You're right. There's a little bit of lag. They don't have those new releases.
Yeah, a little bit of lag. But, you know, back in the day, once again, when I used to go to movie theaters, don't tell Winnie this. He's a client of mine that owns a movie theater.
The only theater you'd go to. Seriously, they play indie movies and they do the midnight movies and they do the fun stuff.
Yeah, they do some cool stuff. Well, we should tell them the name.
Chalmette Movies. It's an experience. They play indie movies and midnight stuff and throwback movies. And sometimes you can go on a Saturday night and they're playing Big Lebowski at midnight or something. But anyway, back when you used to go to movies.
And I didn't say he was a client of mine, so by the way. So with that said, back when I used to go to movie theaters, where was I going with this anyhow? The time lag.
New releases.
Okay. Yeah. When does it get to on demand or when could I rent it? And now that I've quit going, and I can't remember the last, but it's been a couple years. And I'm at such a pace, then what was the time before that was probably a year before that. It has to be something that I really want to see. But now I'm just, you know what? Okay, that's something I know I'm going to get to see 6 months from now or something. I'm good with the lag. And now instead of getting Netflix to send the disc to me, I'm good for the lag to streaming as well. Like, it's going to be out in a year. It's at the theaters. Well, I can stream it in a year. I'm good. I've got a lot of other stuff to do. Don't have much time for TV or movies. So it's got to really be good to take my time. It's almost would fall in. The movie has to be in a binge-worthy category, too. It's got to. I have to have some time.
What is this going to look like in 10 or 20 years? Because 10 or 20 years, it looked totally different. 10 or 20 years before that, it was movies only. You know? Because we're about to talk about how to avoid money problems your parents had. They had to worry about getting that VHS of Wayne's World back to Blockbuster on time, or it was going to cost them. We don't have to worry about that. So we don't have the same money problems.
Yeah, we don't have that fee that stresses us. And I don't know why it bothered me back then, whatever it was, that couple bucks. Maybe it was just the principle of it. It's like, if I get it back, I don't have to pay it. And I think it's really not. Like, could we spare the $2? Yeah. We were going to eventually start paying more than that for coffee at Starbucks, right?
Yeah, and just
so it's really no big deal. I guess it's just the principle of the matter. But now we don't have that.
You know what this generation's version of that is? Because I used to laugh about the late fee all the time too. Because you know, the time, the effort. If you're making a special trip, you know, the gas. It almost evens out as far as the late fee goes. But you spent, God knows, $400 or $200 on your VCR, and then, you know, we used to spend $1,000 on a TV, which was real money back in the day.
Or one of those a little bit more because it would copy the DVDs.
Yeah.
That you watched them.
I had when they first came out, though, weren't they horrifically expensive? We'd spend all this money. We're like, oh, I can't get a dollar late fee.
What? Then tell me, did you walk in the store and within like 2-3 minutes have your movie and walk out?
No.
No, you're walking around the store like, oh, what do I rent? Oh, there's a bunch of people blocking where I want to get to.
Like a damn
and then
museum
I get there,
curator.
They took the last one. Now I've got to walk around and find something else. Now we just go online and what's the latest few minutes? Do you spend an hour online? Say, oh, which movie? I got to scan some.
No.
You're within a couple minutes and boom, click, you're watching the movie.
If you're going through the menu for 4 minutes, your spouse looks at you and go, dude, what is taking so long? But here's this generation's financial hangup that makes no sense because of the disparate impact on your money. Is how much is your iPhone? If not with your deal, if you just bought it off the rack, how much does it cost? $600 or something?
Yeah, I was gonna say $700, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, I got a sweet little Stylo up there or Stylo that's $300, and it runs circles around it. That iPad's probably $800, right? So we're just throwing money at them. What's the broadband? What's your 4G tower? But if someone wants to sell you an app for 99 cents, you're like, oh, man, I don't know. I better check with my accountant, you know, see if this will impact my tax bracket. I don't know if I can swing this, you know.
If you're needing more bandwidth for uploading, it's, well, whatever, give it to me. But, oh, should I get this app for 99 cents? I don't know. That's stretching me a little bit.
Yeah, or if you're in an app already and they're like, well, if you upgrade to the full version, it'll unlock these filters for $1.99. It's like, oh, jeepers, I don't know if this got to cover my mother's operation, or, you know, I don't know if I can put the kids through college if I get this app. Yeah, it's a weird hang-up after we spend all this money on the phones and the connections to freak out over a dollar or two.
It just shows you what your priorities are, and some priorities don't have a dollar value attached to it. Now, but I've known people that are still have these little bitty iPhones, you know, the ones that were like 3-inch by 4 inches, like little. I remember having one of those, and I couldn't imagine trying to read it now. Oh, this is just fine. One day it's not going to hold the upgrade to iOS or whatever. You think that? You know they can't have a lot of memory.
Oh, yeah. And then they're just kids' toys after that.
On my iPhone, I have more memory capability than they had on the space shuttle, you know?
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Our 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival, hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Come on!
Over 20 of the greatest performers on the planet, September 22nd and 23rd at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas!
Listen to win your trip starting Monday.
Brought to you by Macy's. Macy's presents your opening act at the iHeartRadio Music Festival, rising star winner James Maslow. For new music and exclusive content from James Maslow and other hot artists, check out iHeartRadio.com/AmpStyleRadio.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
How do you go about finding out just what your company's 401k is investing in, and can you demand to know that? Are they required to tell you that?
Well, you've got choices inside of your 401k. You should be, and basically it amounts to mutual funds.
Do they tell you that?
Well, you're the one that should be picking them.
Hmm.
Unless you've hired a service to pick them, like Fidelity, but you still have to make the full list of choices. You need to do a little work on it. It's just not, well, let me just throw some money here, because you need to understand how it's correlating to the market, how it's performing, its fees. I don't never look at anything as buy and hold.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Go save some money. How much do I save? As much as you possibly can. It's going to be horrible when the retirement button gets punched and that big income's given up. Best deal is to start saving early.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers, where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in the car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, I know it's hard.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, Winning at Life, on News Talk 99.5, WRNO.
Got my hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kind of hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics. Skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled. I start to compromise my life and my purpose. Is it all worth it?
Welcome back.
Am I going to turn out fine?
You are back. It is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. We already covered the numbers. There's more to cover. What's this topic we're here? Here it is. How to avoid the money problems your parents had. Is that what we've got going on? I'm Gregory Ricks. That's James Parker. This is Live Financial Talk Radio. I'm going to give you a phone number because this is, we like participation. We've had some unbelievable shows lately, like Saturday. We had 2 hours and about 45 minutes of callers calling into the 3-hour show. Just, you all crushed it. You just made it such an awesome show. 504-260-0995. You know, I've got a fellow that came in today and we had a discussion. He had a job offer and they were going to give him a package last year to take a seat at the house from now on. And he took a pass on it. And then today he's like, you know, I'm the last old guy there. I'm worried. It might, the end might be near. So we're having to talk about numbers, what you're spending you need, how much income you're going to need. Are you 59 and a half type thing with the 401k? You know, things can turn on. You know, he said a few months ago, everything was good. Now, having visions of retirement unwanted. You know, so you'd be surprised how just things just turn. I said, well, go home, do your homework, and if I don't hear from you, we'll reach out and touch you in a month. He said, we're going to be talking sooner than that. He's like, it's imminent.
Oh, he can hear the footsteps then.
Yeah, he's hearing footsteps. I had a meeting earlier this week where somebody's wanting to retire early. Well, not retire early. He's retiring next year, and didn't take me but a few seconds to run the math in my head, and you're $1,000 a month short.
Oh, you ain't.
Once again,
so much.
Homework again. And the wife said, well, what do we do to fix it? Work longer or reduce your outflow? What is outflow? The money that you send out of your checking account to pay bills and fine dining and gasoline, whatever it is you do every month to live your life. So you might. And look, on their case, they may not be that far off, may not be off at all. But what she did was give me a number. When it came really down to it, it's just, that's kind of what we net with him working full time now. And I said, well, we really need to go back and look at the outflow. What is it it takes to continue your lifestyle? Not your working lifestyle, your lifestyle. What does it take to live? We need that number. And the, my kind of favorite rule is go look at the outflow of your checking account. And then if you're needing to, based on that truth, what can be shaved that doesn't cause discomfort? We don't want to go into retirement and all of a sudden have to like be paupers, you know?
Never go out to eat.
Yeah, like what the hell fun is that? That's part of what I want to do. I want to be able to, you know, travel down the coast. I want to go to Gulf Shores. I don't know, you know, Rocky Mountain.
Well, have a boat and be able to pay the slip fee every month. You
well,
know?
That's, yeah, it's just what is it you're wanting to do with life and continue? Now, this, you know, retirement's not necessarily about traveling on yachts. Not too many people get to do that. With that said, it's what is that lifestyle you're looking for and what's being altered? So one of the important things to think about, and look, I think we spent half the meeting talking about that cash flow that they're having and what they're short on. Because what they told me they were used to having a discussion about is they'll go in there and talk to ED, AM, and these other firms. And next thing you know, they're a few minutes in and they're talking about product. We can do this. And I said, you know, I don't know how you get to what financial tools you're using or strategies, because first, we don't know the purpose of the money. We don't know what the need of the cash flow is. We got some fundamental things we have to figure out before we can get to, I need growth in income, I need low vol, I need treasuries, I need a fixed index. I don't know what you're needing if I can't get the income. So the thing of being $1,000 a month short, I could never get past that. So the rest of it's wasted conversation. I did give them a rundown of all the things we do, fees we charge and stuff, but the focus has to fix this because we can't get there. And I said, I can work with you and help you, but we still have to figure out that need, the cash flow, and if it's a spend down, what rate is it? If you're bound and determined to retire next year, what is going to be that spend down? It needs to be slow.
What's the reaction from the broker guys when you come at them like that?
Well, I'm not talking to their broker guy. I'm talking to the clients that has talked to these other guys that just want to talk product. And here's their reaction or feedback is, this is what we're looking for. We're not wanting, we're wanting to have this type of conversation is where are we on the path and where do we have to go to get there? Not, ooh, I've got this whiz-bang widget and it solves everything you need. That's not what they're looking for. They want to know the truth. I want to tell them the truth. That was the first thing we went in once, you know, the first meeting, Patrick debriefs before I go in. So he comes and gives me the information because he'll spend, for a first meeting, he'll spend 10 minutes with them, maybe 15, getting information. Then he goes and him and I have a discussion about it. Then I kind of know right where I need who to talk to and what we're talking about initially. On this case, I pretty much knew. I took one piece of paper, used five lines of it, and laid out their income sources. Social Security, his, hers, pension, and income from assets. And they're short. And actually, the number Patrick gave me, she raised by $500 a month. Oh, okay. We're $1,000 a month short. And I'm pretty close. Maybe there's a little give and take there, but it still comes out. They're in the neighborhood of being $1,000 a month short. So that is the focus of the discussion because I'll tell you, I've done this for years and years, no, decades. And I know that they're not having this discussion elsewhere because, oh, they're like, oh, I can get this as a client. I've been needing a client this month. We get clients every day. We don't have to worry about that. What we want to make sure is they understand where they are on the path and where this is headed. You can go in, oh, we can do this, we can do that, I can make you this, and you should be fine. And then a year from now, we're having an ugly conversation because they're short. Or, no, somebody glazes over that. In 2 years, they're saying, why is my account being spent down? No, we need to have the truth out there right here and now about what's going on, where you're at, and what you're needing to fix. Then we can get to, because if you figure out the purpose, then you kind of know the returns you're needing and to generate that income. And you notice my answer was, oh, we can go get more return. That was not my response. That's not the answer. I can't do that. I can't create return. Money doesn't grow on trees. We didn't have that conversation. Just, I can't create return. It's either you're working longer or we're cutting your need. That's where you're at on this.
504-260-0995. This just happened today?
It was this week.
Okay. You're still kind of hot about it, huh?
No, not hot about it, but it's they're out firm shopping, and they've talked to several other firms, and when they get to me, they get the truth. Really, this is what we need to talk about. We can talk about all that shiny stuff.
Don't you worry about these people, though. What if they stopped shopping one meeting
that
before
is what
you?
We're, sometimes I take on cases because I worry about them. It's like, well, if this isn't the scenario we like to be in, but if we don't help them, who is? I actually think that. Who is going to help them if we don't take the case? I don't like spend down cases. I don't like cases where the numbers aren't working. It still has to be within reason, but if we don't do it, who does? And if we aren't there, then they don't get to that point of ever getting the truth because they didn't come talk to us. They're not getting it elsewhere.
Think about how many people didn't get that second opinion, though.
Yeah, and that's why it's good to get a second opinion. Somebody's trying to push annuity down you. Get a second opinion. If you go in and talk to somebody and you're trying to find out what's going on with retirement, where I'm getting, and all they want to do is talk to product, you know when you leave there, you're needing to go talk to somebody else.
All right, if you're looking for that.
Might be me, but you need to talk to somebody else.
If you're looking for that second opinion, our next Gregory Ricks Live event is August 23rd. Literally 3 weeks away. It's time to get that on your mind. RSVP, you got to reserve your seat. Go to GregoryRicks.com or the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Everybody's mindset is to be a millionaire at retirement because of inflation and lost buying power. Remember, in 1974, a Big Mac cost 75 cents. Is that some inflation or what?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How are you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. Have you thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You know, once you pass away, it's not something that you can get a mulligan on. It has to be done ahead of time, and the results of it not being done ahead of time can be very, very drastic.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have a meeting this week. We basically were showing her how to turn on income and be realistic about what the assets can generate. But one of the things I talked to her about to seriously consider when it's time to retire is do a reverse mortgage. She's not worried about leaving it to the kids. She doesn't want to borrow equity out of it. Simplify this. Do a reverse mortgage that makes that payment go away. So now that money that was in her budget now is excess money. Really means she could reduce the burden on the income she's taken from the assets or live life a little bit larger.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I am your co-host, James Parker. The phone number, if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you want to call Gregory, 504-260-0995.
I was just thinking of something regarding stock market and all this record day, but in our equity growth portfolio, we did 9 buys today.
On a record top.
On a record topping day, we found 9 that we really liked the discount.
Interesting. What's going on with that?
It just...
The technicals don't lie?
The technicals help provide support and reasoning to get there, but these securities are not at market tops. They're kind of like positioned at discounts and moving back up. Just because the record tops... Thanks to Apple helping out with that today. That was a big boost. It doesn't mean everything's up. I remember Varney this morning commenting about the record pace it is, but he says, gosh, there's a lot of red on the board. It doesn't mean everything is doing good. Just wanted to share that.
Well, look, if you go to GregoryRicks.com and look on the numbers page, there is a lot of red on the board. You know what was down today in the record closing day? Let's see here. Just Google, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, what used to be Yahoo, Twitter, AT&T, Caterpillar, Netflix, Nike. You know, these are some pretty big names. Whole Foods.
Lulu was off.
Yeah, your favorite. I was gonna leave the sweet yoga pants to you, Gregory. Yeah, they had a pretty bad day too, man. So you're right. That's probably just as much red as there is green. More red than green on the short list. Just one huge green on the short list. That Apple stock, geez, up 4.7%.
Where is Fizz? Oh well, it's
on the short list,
and it's back at 105 territory, like record territory. Fizz up 1.11%. Now I know Under Armour. What, do you have that up?
It's on the short list. Yeah, it was up 1.48% today.
It's had a tough week. You know, they're like cutting staff, missing numbers.
Let me click through to the chart here.
Yeah, I'm looking at the 5-day, and yeah, they've had a rough couple days there after earnings. They're down 12% for the week.
They had a horrible July period. But isn't Under Armour like the male version of Lululemon? It's tight, athletic clothes.
Yeah, and Lululemon suing Under Armour.
That if you bend over, you can kind of see through it?
Under Armour's? Well, you can't see through the Lululemon.
Really?
They don't sell those sizes.
Okay, I'm just saying, they got in trouble a couple years ago.
Well, if you're stretching that much, you can see because you ripped it apart.
You got the wrong size, pal.
Okay, just wanted to mention that everything's not up. Even though Ford's having a tough week, they were up today. So, just saying, but yeah. AT&T, yeah, that wasn't a good day. Off 1.5 on a record day. Okay, go ahead.
Avoiding the financial money problems your parents had. You just covered number one in the last segment here. This is an article we found on MarketWatch, and I linked to it. Wait, did I link to it on the VIP page? I know I talked about the story. If not, I'll go link to it real quick.
Well, it's just blind financial trust and advisors or third parties that get involved. And I sent off some documents today to a firm that had provided numbers and such, and we can't make it work. And we backed it apart, you know, reverse engineered it, mm-hmm. so to speak, and said, where are you pulling these particular numbers from? So, you know, and then I sent a copy of their like disclosure that you're supposed to get financial help and guidance and whatever. So I sent a copy of their disclosure with it. So looking forward to having a conversation on why your numbers don't add up.
That's going to be...
But that's what people have to look out for, is working with the right people that are making sure the right things are being asked.
Now, to be fair to our parents, they couldn't go to FINRA.org and type in the name of their financial advisor and see what comes up and if there's anything that's been reported. You know,
they're getting their numbers from the newspaper.
If you missed that day's newspaper when he got in trouble, then you just don't know. Like, there's really no excuse for getting caught up with the shady financial advisors these days.
Well, you know what worked for Bernie?
No.
It all was good before the digital age. It's real easy to scam billions out of people.
Number two, diversify your investments. Yeah, I thought our parents did a pretty good job of that. That's not a new philosophy, or is that something that's only been around since I'm coherent?
Well, while many strategies can be successful when it comes to building wealth, there is no single best strategy. And that's why you not just, oh, I've got 50 stocks in my portfolio. No, you need 15, but you need multiple strategies. You know, kind of what I break down as core things that we do just on the managed money side: growth and income, equity growth, low vol, ETF sector, balanced income portfolio. I think that was five that I covered there. And then on the fixed side, there's probably about 13 that we like. At the core, there's about four that really work good. Tomorrow, and by the way, I'm going to talk to you about some fixed indexed annuity, and talk to you about some of the returns the indexes are performing this year. It will blow your mind and others.
The third on the list, we're going through how to avoid the money problems your parents had, and I did just post that to the VIP Winning at Life Facebook group. Switch employers when it benefits you.
So it means that granddad stayed at the company for 35 years. Maybe that wasn't the best choice.
There was the old Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet movie, Revolutionary Road. It's like 5 years old. But he was working at some company in New York. And how long you been here? 7 years. Oh, really? How'd you get in? Well, my dad was a Knox man. Your dad was a Knox man? You were identified by the company you worked for, a Knox man, and you just inherited your dad's basic position in the company? How foreign does that sound in 2017?
That went on a lot in Michigan.
Yeah.
My great-granddad worked at Ford.
He's a Ford
granddad
man.
Granddad worked at Ford.
My dad, a Chevy man,
is at Ford now, and I got out of high school. I went and applied for me a job at Ford. You know, you had that lineage going, and now, and that's not that there's something wrong with it, but you also have that gone in middle America because of the manufacturing that left, and that's just not that there's anything wrong with it. That's how they rolled, but it's now it's forced upon them. Guess what? You're not going to do what your great-granddad did. It's not there anymore.
You see, I like seeing these older people just kind of ladder between companies, you know, even in their 50s and 60s. I'm going to take this job over here at this station. I'm going to go to this station. I'm just ladder back around.
You know, and that's what you see in the current generations is you kind of think, yeah, how long you been at that company? 30 years. And you're kind of like, wow, That's something you don't see as the norm.
Yeah.
In our world.
There's one exception to that. For some reason, government jobs. My parents worked at the post office 30 years apiece. What are you doing? Oh, you don't have any competition. That's right. Carry on. Number four, plan for a lengthy retirement. This is all about longevity. You know, your retirement used to be you trying to live comfortable the last 10, 15 years of life. Now it's for the last three decades of life.
Yeah. Life expectancy continues to grow and will. Present and future retirees need to plan for a retirement that can span several decades. A conversation I had today. Well, I don't think I'll be around that long. I understand you don't, but I have to prepare you for being around that long.
It also makes retirement a little softer, too. There's a lot of things you can do that don't require any physical dexterity or exertion or even getting out of climate control, thank goodness.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean quit work. What is retirement? Options. I don't have to stay at this hard job that I'm wore out from. I want to go do something fun. One of the conversations today was about that. He said, you know, I'd like to find something else to do, but I don't want to do it full time, and I want to enjoy it. And I said, yeah, I hear you, and that's what I want for you. That's what options are in retirement. You've got money, and, okay, they're cutting you loose. Find something you enjoy now.
Our next live event, Gregory Ricks Live, coming up August 23rd, 3 weeks away. Gregory, who needs to come to this?
Those that are, here's a couple that was in today and became clients, and one of their biggest dissatisfactions is customer service. If you don't think you're getting what you need to find excellence in financial advisory services.
All right, RSVP for that event. Come out and meet the crew. Find out if we're right for you. RSVP at the website, GregoryRicks.com. Download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Or you can call the office, 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
With Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.